Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, people. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. I'm Kathy Anello, here with my co-hostess, Carrie Butler. And we are coming to you today with such, I'm so excited about today's show. We're talking about feelings. We're talking about Abraham Hicks, who we both listen to pretty much on a daily basis. And it's a subject that is so very dear to my heart because I know that it works. And so I'm super excited to bring this topic to you today. Carrie, welcome. Good morning from down to Southern California, my happy place.
Good morning. You'd be happy. It's like sunny here today and it's getting a little bit warmer. By the weekend, we're supposed to be at 80. So that should be kind of fun. Okay.
I wonder if my Ukiah listeners are all grrr when they hear that because we are freezing up here. Although the sun has come out today, I did have a 5-minute ice de-ice on the car this morning when I was going to the health club and I was sitting in my car rather freezing going, okay, this, yeah, I got to remember to warm up the car before I leave. And anyways, weather plays a huge part. And so today I'm super excited to kind of bring this topic up here about feelings and what we mean by feel it. And I'll dive in with the first time that I really understood what a feeling inside my body felt like that made me feel alive came out of a time in my life when I was seeking answers for my depression, my post-traumatic stress. I've talked about this before, so it's no secret that I've had these things. And I found Abraham Hicks and started plugging in to her YouTubes in my earbuds and walking every day. And I would walk for like 45 minutes and I would listen to probably 4 of her 15-minute segment YouTubes on life. And what happened to me was all of a sudden during my day when I would be in alignment with something, I would get this feeling in my body that I had never experienced before. And it was like, you know, Gabrielle Bernstein calls it an inner ing. Somebody else might call it a ding. Some feeling in your body that says, this is right for you. And it wasn't until I tuned into the energy outside of myself in the universe that I was able to start feeling those inner feelings as signals and signs to me that I was on the right path. And so with Abraham's teachings and then, you know, the added benefit of working with Nancy Levin, who taught me how to feel my desires with a 50 desires list, which we've talked about, and I started to just feel the things that I wanted. And lo and behold, I have a book. I am an author. I have a radio show. And all these things that brought me delight and joy have manifested without having to be on the New York bestsellers list or on Good Morning America. It's a feeling of being able to sort of conspire with you and inspire people that brings me joy. It brings me that feeling. You know, writing brings me that feeling. And so what I realized through the whole process was that it really was how I felt about it that brought it, the excitement, the joy, the freedom of expressing who I was. So that's my initial hit or explanation on Abraham Hicks.
Well, it's co-creating at its best, right? You know, I mean,
yes.
Abraham says that we are co-creators, and I had a little bit of trouble with that word just at first. I was like, wait, what does that mean? But I was turned on to Abraham, oh my gosh, I have to say at least 20 years ago, at least 20 years ago. And it was weird because I was getting like a massage or something and my masseuse, you know, was talking to me about it. And she was telling me about the book, Ask and It Is Given. I'm like, oh, you know, cool. Well, I went out and I bought the book. And then I remember being somewhere at like some type of function in Universal Studios at the big hotel there. And you know how like they have like different events going on in the same time. And so, you know, my event was to the right, but there was also a poster of Jerry and Esther, and they were doing, crazy enough, a seminar to the left. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, like, wow, like that's the book that, you know, they told me about. Anyway, that was really all that happened. Like, I didn't really do anything with it, but I've always had that book. And then once I started to really go on my spiritual journey and started listening to Abraham and really tuning into what they were talking about, I mean, I'm going to say this, and I don't mean it in a negative way at all. She's my crack, you know. It's like I love her. So I love them. I don't even know how to, you know, because I always like fumble with, well, how do you even identify Abraham? I love the message. I love the message that they bring to us. And, you know, getting to that message of the feeling, it's like that's the bottom line of everything. It's like, why do you want more money? You want more money because you want freedom. And it's like, well, okay, so what does that freedom bring to you? And it's really all about the feelings, the feeling of joy, the feeling of just being able to do whatever it is that you want, going wherever you want, seeing the world, you know, if we're talking about money, not going to the market and having to count everything that's in the thing, you know, just the freedom. And it really hasn't been until I would say the last year that I have completely embraced what they mean when they say the feelings. And it literally for me is you don't have to have the experience. Like, you don't have to manifest the experience in order to create the feeling of joy. Like, just have the feeling. And then what happens is you raise your vibration. It's the law of attraction, you know? So you raise your vibration of happiness and joy and just love and gratitude in the world. And then the universe has no choice but to meet you where you are, just to meet you there. And, you know, and I just like, oh. And when I got that, right? When I got that, it was just like, wow. So now I completely take responsibility for every place that I am. Listen, you know that I find those little, you know, black hairbands everywhere. And it's all about perception. Well, to somebody else, it's like, oh, there's a black hairband on the ground. But for me, because of my vibrational essence of where I am, that I created that. So it tells me, okay, I'm good, I'm protected, I'm on the right path. Like, that's my little reminder, or that's my message, you know? And it's so simple. And it, you know, like everybody talks about the book, The Secret, but I feel like this is the secret. This is the missing part of the secret. You know, they don't really explain it. It's like, you know, right?
This is your graduate when you're listening to Abraham after The Secret, because The Secret was a big part of letting people know about the law of attraction and how it works. But Abraham takes it to another level because of the feelings. And I think, you know, one of the things that you just said that really stuck me was you said the universe doesn't have any choice but to meet you at your vibration. And that, for me, really was the ticket. It's about feeling good even in the darkness. And, you know, you talked about finding the little things, and you know the kind of couple of days that I've had. And I found three dimes yesterday. We haven't talked about the dime story much on the show. I will someday. But those three dimes were everything to me, to have the energy saying to me, Kathy, you've got this. Like, and it was a turning point for me to get a sign that I could listen to and get a feeling of comfort that I had from it, just like you get from the, you know, the hair ties. And it's really about the feeling. But also, you know, one of the things you did say that I'm going to contrast just a little was that you said you don't have to have the experience. That's true. And but it does, and well, I guess you really did say it when you said, but the universe has nowhere to meet you, because having the feeling brings the experience. So I'm almost apt to go out on a limb here and say that once you have the feeling, the experience will come. Like, that happens. But in between the feeling and the experience are those little tiny jumps that you take to make that experience your reality. You don't have to go from feeling to experience, and often we don't, but slowly but surely you want the experience of being in Hawaii, and the next thing you know, you're on the internet looking at packages, and the next thing you know, you're on your bank statement saying, how can I afford this? And the next thing you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to put it on the calendar. And slowly but surely that experience starts to come to you. The best deal comes, the right time comes, the money shows up out of nowhere. I've had these experiences that I'm like blown away. And even when I'm in darkness, or, and I don't even like to call it, I call it with Abraham's teachings, resistance, resistance to the path that I'm on. That's when I'm bucking the system here. But even in those moments, because of these teachings, because I've been able to be enlightened by it, they only last a short time before I'm right back on track going, you got this, surrender, get out of the universe's way. You know they're conspiring to bring you your best life. And I'm able to come back to sort of a place of peace regardless of the storm around me. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, in those times of resistance, if you will, I've gotten to the place for me where it's just like, okay, this is an opportunity. Thank you, universe. It's like, thank you for the opportunity to look at this in either a different way or to see, you know, it's like, am I doing my best right now? It's like, it's my own little inner challenge. And it gives me, it's like, okay, like, it's like a calmness comes over me where it's like, all right, I can change this, you know, like it doesn't have to be this way. And then, you know, also within the resistance, Abraham talks about, you know, to move out of that area, like to start going general, you know, they'll talk about just, okay, you know, so what makes you feel good? You know, it's like how I want to feel, you know, I want to feel fun. I want to feel playful. I want to feel joy. I want, you know, just like, or I feel. And then you just kind of keep doing that and you can get to a place where that other energy has kind of dissipated, you know? And the other thing that I love that Abraham says is, are you enjoying the process of the creation? So it's like, you know, it's coming. You know what I mean? So it's like when we were planning to go to Hawaii, for example, it's like we didn't know how we were going to get there, but we knew we were going, you know? And it's right. Like, so there would be these little things of like, oop, we're going to do that. Listen, I have to be honest with you. I do that with a relationship. You know, it's like, I know that they're coming. And it's exciting to me because it's like, ooh, you know, I can't wait. Like, I wonder what's going to be. Like, I wonder what that's going to be like. And just the knowing that it's going to be there gets me excited and playful. And then, like, I, you know, it's like you can run with it in your mind and just be like, you know, you then you feel good. Then you have that feeling of the experience. So it's like, ooh, I'm meeting that person. You know what I mean? It's like, I know what that feels like. And you know that it's coming. You know that it's coming. But I don't have to meet the person in order to feel the feeling when I meet them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know what it feels like to meet somebody. So in my mind, it's like, okay, it's already happened. Because it has, basically. You know, it's just waiting for me to align with what's right in order to manifest it and bring it forward.
Waiting for the physical manifestation for it. And, you know, Abraham talks about, you know, three emotions that I really, you know, sort of resonate with. And she says freedom, growth, and joy are like really the highest principles of your life. And we've talked about freedom being when it boils down to what do you want in your life. 99% of us want freedom. And with the freedom, you get growth. And growth is a mixed bag because growth makes you uncomfortable, but growth also raises your vibration. So every time you grow through a situation, you're a little bit higher on the scale. You're a little bit more confident. You have a little bit more faith. And then having that level of life brings you joy, and you seek joy, and joy is your natural state. When you look at a baby, there is no mistake that joy is their natural state. And joy, when you look at a baby, is what you feel. And that is a feeling that's indescribable. But when she talked about it, I was like, so it all boils down to joy.
But in order to have joy, you have to have freedom and you have to have growth. And what brings you the freedom is aligning with what's true for you. Whether that, whether your truth is going to a job for 10 hours a day because you love what you do, or your truth is, you know, binge watching Orange is the New Black. Like, it doesn't matter. It's living in your truth that brings you that feeling of freedom. And when you're free, you have the ability to grow. And then you get joy. And I just love that. And I also wanted to state one more thing that I noticed for myself doing after sort of making the turn from that darker place that I can't get out of to, okay, I need to feel good, is that I started back on my little self-care in the morning practice. You know, like I have, you know this, but my listeners may not know that I do taxes in the tax season. I'm a tax preparer, and I'm on day 32 in a row. And I started doing exactly what I wrote not to do, and that was like, well, as soon as tax season's over, I can do this, and as soon as tax season's over, I can do that, and as soon as tax season, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'm not waiting for tax season for anything. I'm doing my radio show. I'm seeking this, and I'm taking care of myself, and I'm putting on my makeup, and I'm picking out a cute outfit, and I'm feeling good before I walk out the door, because that's how I feel the best. Rather than throwing on my sweat, throwing my hair in a pony, and sneaking down to my office with no makeup, and then having, you know, a surprise guest walk in the door, and you're like, ah, great. I want to feel good. And so I have to make that happen for myself by sort of self-care practices. And I think that that's an important part of feeling good.
Oh, my God, I love that. I love that. I've actually, you've kind of reminded me that that's kind of where I'm at in certain arenas of my life as well, you know? And so thank you for that. Cause I, you know, I'm like waiting to do something. It's like, no, just freaking do it. Right. You know, the thing that I love, one of the things I know, right. We're so silly sometimes. Like, we're so silly. Like, oh my God, you guys, we're so silly sometimes with what we put ourselves through. Like, really. One of the things that I love, and I want to invite all of our listeners to do this too, is like when you go out in your day now, like look for little signs that mm-hmm. are personal to you so that you know that the universe has your back and that you know that you're in alignment. And when you start to pay attention to that, then I think that it's a great thing because, I mean, that's what happened for me was when, you know, I would like see these black hair, you know, ponytail holders everywhere. And I would go like, that's so weird. I keep seeing those. Like, and then one day I was like, okay, wait a second. Why? Like, why do I keep seeing them? And I remember hearing something once. It was like, well, you know, like your messages are very personal. Well, it's like, I have long hair and I wear, you know, I have ponytail holders on my arms all the time. Like, my hair could be up in a ponytail like at any given minute. And I was like, my God, like, right. And yours is dimes and you have your story about dimes, but you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's like messy hair bun. But I just like, once you really start, I think it's like tuning into the universe and like becoming conscious, like becoming really aware, being really aware of your surroundings and what's going on. And like, you know, it's like almost like coming back into your body, you know, like, and having those feelings, you know, it's like pay attention.
You said that because I think right there is the key, being conscious of your feelings and of your surroundings and how you feel in those moments. Because when you are in alignment with your truth like this, and you and I both know and attest to our listeners that listening to Abraham does raise you up to a level of life that causes belief out there that you can be happy. It's sort of like this opening. And then what happens is when you're uncomfortable, you feel it double than when you're just unconsciously going through your life. So when you're conscious, just like you said, you notice when you feel off. That was like the biggest gift to me through this whole process. I just got that. Like, I love that I can go, ooh, yeah, that doesn't feel good. Where I used to blindly walk through my life not feeling good most of the time and accepting that as the truth of my life. And so I really invite, you know, and also invite our listeners to just just listen to one Abraham Hicks YouTube today.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just listen to one and see if it resonates with you. And they're 10 minutes long. They're 6 minutes. You can do it in 4 minutes. Sometimes she has these things called rampages. And I just had a client text me in a panic. How funny. I'm like, tax season. And completely lost my thought. But
you were saying, like, they're listening on YouTube, you know, like to a rampage or a rant. They call them rants as well. Yeah. And here, I would like to just, if you're not familiar, I'm sorry, go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
I just want to invite them to come back to the Best Life Cafe. If you're not signed up on our Facebook page and you don't like it yet, go find Best Life Cafe, like our page, and share your experience, because I would love to hear how it may have impacted you after listening to this show and after listening to an Abraham Hicks. And if in a couple of days you start to feel different, I want to share that. I want you to share that with us. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's really life-changing. And just this is a personal thing for me. When first of all, I love Esther's voice. Like, I love Esther when she channels Abraham. I love her voice. Like, immediately when I hear her voice, I'm like, okay, I'm good, you know? But I also, when I was first started listening, it was very important for me to watch her. And there are some, on YouTube, there are a lot of Esther live, like doing her thing, like up on stage. And now I can just listen to a recording, because like people will go in and like record parts of her seminars and stuff, and then, you know, put them on YouTube. And you can really Google any type of, or YouTube any kind of situation. You know, it's like Esther, you know, Abraham Hicks relationships, Abraham Hicks creating more money,
mm-hmm.
Abraham Hicks joy, you know, mm-hmm. like whatever it is that you want to know about, you can do that. And if, for me, just like looking at her for a few times really got, it was good for me. It was good for me to like see her and connect with all that. And I did actually have the pleasure of going to one of her seminars a couple of years ago in Long Beach. So that was crazy amazing as well. But I just, oh my God, it really is life changing. So, you know, in kind of putting a bow on all of this today, it's like, I think we should all like just pay attention to your feelings, and you know, that quickly you can change your thoughts, change your feeling, feel it in your body. You want to feel your joy, you know, like when my daughter gets into a little funk or something, like her go-to thing is Disneyland, because she knows how she feels. Like Disneyland gives her the biggest joy of her life, and she knows. So
me
I just
too.
Say to her, you know, right? I know, we all do, right? I said, just go to Disneyland.
Me too.
And that is her cue to like, okay, you know, I'm walking on Main Street or whatever. And then automatically that happens for her. She just feels what it feels like in her body to be in that place of joy, and that, you know, she's at her happy place. For me, it's like, okay, I'm going to go to Wailea and go hang out on the beach. But it's the feeling, you know what I mean? It's the feeling. And then you just can't help but like, we all have it is like our responsibility to ourselves to always be in joy as often as we can, because that is how we were meant to be. We like, you know, like just, that's our natural state. Our natural state is to be in joy. And it helps everything else, you know? It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So
on
anyway.
So I could talk about this subject all day long. We will have another show on this. We have some exciting things coming up starting in April, and we're really excited to keep this show going and growing, and we invite you to share this on your own Facebook pages. We have about I've got like 5 minutes. I'm going to start with an Esther Hicks quote, move into Wayne Dyer Wednesday, and pull a car if we have time. Okay, so Abraham Hicks quote, as you practice your more positive, better feeling story, in time, your pleasure will become the dominant vibration within you. And then as you couple your pleasure with your means of earning, the two will blend perfectly and enhance each other. love that. It's the coming together of those two worlds, the feeling and the actualization. And that I believe. And going right into my dear sweet Wayne, he says, passion is a feeling that tells you this is the right thing to do. Nothing can stand in my way. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. This feeling is so good that it cannot be ignored. I'm going to follow my bliss and act upon this glorious sensation of joy.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's freaking rock star, babe.
Okay.
I love that one.
One more thing. I'm going to pull the card, and then I'm going to pull it over to you.
All right, baby.
Today's card. Oh, this is so my card, people. It's the Four of Michael, and it shows a woman sitting in a beautiful piece of nature with sun sort of shining through the trees on her, and it says, insights that come from quiet meditation, the need for more sleep or time off, seek relief from stress.
Aww, that's totally you.
It's so for me right now, and starting today, it's March the 1st. I sent a cute little rabbit snap. Rabbit is, say, the first day of the month, and that brings you good luck. And I am going to take this month, get through it, and frame out the rest of my year. I'm so excited for that feeling. So over to you, my dear.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, talking about manifesting and all that stuff. So I decided today I want to pull a card from my very, very, very favorite deck, always, 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 which is the Mermaids and the Dolphins. And today I pulled Treasure Chest.
Whoa.
That's so good. Yeah. So an unforeseen windfall of new abundance comes to you now, which is awesome. And, you know, you guys, abundance doesn't necessarily mean financial. It could be love, or it could be just, you know, more joy in your life, more friends. So whatever that interpretation is for you, but what it is, it's a mermaid and she's on her knees opening up a treasure chest and there's this gorgeous yellow glow coming out of it, which is, you know, the windfall. She's opening up the treasure chest. So I love that. Oh my God, I love that. Let's just see if there's anything else. What, baby? I didn't hear that.
It really goes with today's show.
It does.
You know, open treasure chest. I want our listeners to open up their thought process on what they want to manifest and what they want to feel and what they want to have, and start working towards that. And I want to see those and hear about those results, because that's why we do this.
Yeah. Well, you know, this particular card is actually, it is a financial card. It says, your prayers for financial support have been heard and assistance is here for you now. It comes in wonderfully unexpected ways. That's what I love, just unexpected. Remain in a state of gratitude that says that the money is already here, even if there's no visible evidence of it. When you feel grateful before the demonstration of supply occurs, it reveals your faith. And your faith is the energy that draws riches to you without delay. Affirm frequently, thank you for all the support, supply, abundance, and money that you will bring to me. I am grateful for these riches, which I use in divine ways to bring blessings to the earth. Your supply may show up in the form of money, or it may come as new opportunities, brilliant ideas, or gifts from others. Bless and honor heaven's gifts however they come to you. Your gratitude ensures continual overflow of abundance in your life. And so it freaking is. That
beautiful
is
okay,
the
wait,
most
well,
amazing card.
Go, people. I just want to say you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow Cast Life on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find Carrie Butler on Instagram, Carrie Butler on Facebook, Emergency Cafe on Facebook. Find us, seek us out, share our message. We would love to grow with you, and we will look forward to seeing you all next week. Have a blessed day. Bye, sweet Carrie.
Bye, sweetheart. Aloha, everybody. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Mwah.